How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Welcome to Like-Minded Friends. Oh, sorry, I talked over you. How rude.
Not at all.
Are we still chatting?
Well, this is what we do, isn't it?
This is what we do. You know what this is. You know who we are. Tom, you're wearing a Huel top.
Well, you know what? I got the...
You're getting buff.
No, I got the milkshake. So I got enough
then
of the powder.
I'm going to have to get the merch.
They sent me a t-shirt.
I think that you're into the merch.
And I haven't actually had the drink since. But I'm doing my boxing lesson straight after this.
Are you, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, that is wonderful.
And I've been up for a while, I don't mind telling you. I've already done my yoga with Adrienne.
Oh my God, who are you?
I know. But do you know what, though? I can't... On the hard floor, I can't... It does my knees in. And yes, I've got a mat. I have got a mat.
But you forget to put it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why bother?
Why bother?
I've got one in the loft. I'm never getting that out again.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
We'll move that when we move. But as I said to Alice, when we moved into this place, I'm never moving again. It's so stressful. You'll be taking me out of here in a box.
That's nice. So you can put the yoga mat in there.
Yeah, I'll put the yoga mat in the coffin because then I'll be comfy.
Finally.
Yeah, oh my God, it's being used.
Especially if you die in a downward dog facing position.
Well, then they'd have to... I don't know how quickly rigor mortis would set in.
We'd have to have a right angled coffin, wouldn't you?
Like an arrow.
Yeah, it's pointing up. Yeah,
they'd just pop me off into space.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's a nice way to go. Yeah.
What a way to
Lovely.
Go.
Lovely.
You said you weren't sleeping well. Do you want to tell the listeners?
Well, no, I've not. I mean, not anything particular, I don't think. But
you were up quite late last night. We were texting quite late. And now you've been up with Adrienne.
Yeah. And yesterday I did the same, actually. But, you know, actually, once I'm up, I'm fine. It's just getting up. It's always the way, isn't it?
That leap. It's that bit. That bit where beep, 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 beep.
My alarm is the one that most people have as their ringtone. So when people's phones ring on the train or whatever, I think, oh, I've just been dreaming this whole day until now. I'm about to wake up.
I got the train home from, I had a gig and then I had to go to like this event last night.
Ooh, clang.
Clang. Mine and Maisie's podcast was nominated for an award that we didn't win.
But
we had to pop in. It was
nice,
still very
suits.
Nice. It was still very nice. Although I did forget they were feeding us, so I did double dinner last night.
Oh, nice. What was the food at the event?
It was actually very good because it was at Nobu.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Really nice.
Bit of sushi? Bit of sushi?
No, I wish they had. They just went for like a chicken with gravy. So it wasn't... it wasn't sort of Nobu kind of food. But before I left the house, I did have salmon and rice. So I really did. And then I popped to the store, did a gig, and then went and had another full dinner. I was like, I will eat dessert. But we were texting quite late at night because, of course, I missed the first train, which is my life.
Where do you get the train from, London Bridge or Victoria?
I went Vicky.
Nice choice. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw a comedian that were nameless, who I think was getting, I don't think they live in Brighton, but they were getting my train and I hid.
Avoided them.
I hid until I could see they've gone.
Well, there's obviously our title here is Like-Minded Friends and everybody is welcome. But there are different sorts of friendships, aren't there? There are friends that you can feel very relaxed around that you wouldn't mind sharing that journey with, and probably friends that might feel a little bit more, you'd have to put on a bit of a show, which can be quite tiring.
Well, I feel like he was probably hiding from me as well, if he even saw me. Don't worry, I'll tell you when we stop recording.
Oh, don't leave the listeners hanging in suspense. But I think that's totally understood. I think socializing can be very tiring. It can be quite taxing. Yeah. It's a show, isn't it?
You can't with just me, it always is.
Of course. Have you seen her conversationally?
Have you seen me in Chit Chat? I'm wearing a bikini and got feathers.
It's like Cirque du Soleil. Yeah. So, you know, it's
Cirque de Suzy.
So, oh, I like that. Now there's a tent I'd pop into. Yes.
But then what I did was I put my alarm on my phone. So I was getting the train home and I was like, I'm going to fall asleep. So I had to put my alarm on. And then my alarm started going off and I literally said, oh, whose alarm is that? And it was mine. As I woke up, I said it. But luckily, there was no one around me. It wasn't like I was having a go at anyone else. I was like, oh, whose alarm is that? Oh, it's my phone.
Oh, how nice it's on the me. Brighton train. I'm sure there's been plenty of people talking to themselves on that.
I'm sure. But my fear was, it went to Worthing. And so my fear was
that
I would wake up at Worthing.
That train that goes down and then turns right, it's quite unnerving, isn't it? Because
you must be careful. It's like when I used to live on the Northern Line and occasionally would end up in Morden if I fell asleep.
Oh, Morden by a bag. Yes.
And then you're...
Never been there.
I've only been there when I was pissed and had fallen asleep.
Oh, it's the worst. I remember waking up in Tunbridge and my dad had to come pick me up.
Oh, I can totally imagine that. Yeah. And then I wouldn't have had the money for a cab. So then you have to get in a queue with all the other people that are drunk and have fallen asleep. To go back up to Tooting. I don't know, maybe the start of a beautiful friendship, but I was too tired and drunk to know.
Would you go to Tooting? When did you live in Tooting?
I lived in Tooting when I was at drama school.
Oh,
like
glad.
A year afterwards, before we met, Tommy. If you can imagine a period in my life where you were...
No wonder you were falling asleep.
Principal member.
Yes, I know. I was just a background artist, probably.
An essay.
Yes, yeah, a super... supernumeraries. That's what they're called, isn't it?
Is that what they're called? What's that?
In I think opera and ballet, there will often be supernumeraries who I think are basically the extras on stage, just like filling a crowd scene. They might not have much to do, but they.
But if that was in the Royal Ballet or something, you'd be a professional dancer. It's not the sort of thing that you and I could get involved in, is it?
Well, I don't know. I think they sometimes want people of all abilities to
do
that.
Wouldn't it look terrible because we'd sort of stomp on, and then there'd be these dancers sort of flitting on their toes.
It would be fun. People would laugh. It would break it up.
But then there would be some people that would go, oh, I don't like this.
I don't know what...
comedians.
They're comedians, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. I love it when people say that.
So-called comedian. So-called comedian. Tom Allen, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't find them funny.
Yes. You know, sometimes I'll be caught on a day and I started looking at the comments.
What are you doing?
Under
of your video?
No, under an article.
Oh, even so, what are you doing?
Lovely comments. And of course, there's one person who's like, I don't like him, but I did enjoy this article or something like that.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, that's an interesting thing to put.
I have done that in the past and someone put something like, the problem with all comedians of this generation is none of them have jokes. And I would say there are some people that have jokes, but you're right, I'm not one of them. I do stories. But then they'll be like, the good old days of Billy Connolly. And you'll be like, no, I think you'll find he was a storyteller.
He was a storyteller. They love... Yeah, I know.
It's okay that you don't like my stories, but you can't say all comedy is bad.
And that's so true. I was always so flummoxed by that. Literally for years, because I was like, well, people do go on about jokes and I don't know what that means because I'm not, you know, like Bob Monkhouse. I'm not in that...
Or Gary Delaney, who is brilliant.
Yes, but I don't have those sort of structured one-liners.
It's not how my brain works.
But then the people I'd always loved, and back in the day as well, it was the same. You know, like Max Wall and people like that. They didn't have like jokes.
Well, people would have patter.
Patter, yes. Norman Wisdom, he didn't have. He was more slapstick, of course.
I think you and I would have really thrived in the music hall period.
Oh yes, well that would have been something.
I would absolutely love to do a bit of stand-up and then maybe a song.
Well, of course, we were always front of curtain, weren't we?
Of course.
Well, they were changing the scenery.
I would never go back of the curtain.
Never go back of the curtain.
Have you done any shows on other people's sets?
Yes.
When you've been on the road. That's quite fun, isn't it?
I did it on a... pantomime once.
Yeah, this is when sometimes when we're touring, if we have a Sunday when the theatre's dark, so when the show's not on, but the set will be too large for them to take it down. So you have to do your stand-up show on somebody else's set.
Or I once did it at the Soho Theatre, where it was quite a disturbing play, I think, that had been on before.
Just loads of blood and guts all over.
Basically,
well,
it was like dolls' heads hanging from the ceiling. It was really unnerving. And then I had to come out, and it looked like I'd sort of had this set built, and people were like, we were trying to figure out, like, were the dolls, like, did each one reference, like, a bit you were talking about? And I was like, oh, no, it's nothing to do with me.
Why didn't you reference that it had nothing to do with you?
Because, as I've sometimes found the case to be, audiences sometimes don't care about things like that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It'll be like, similarly, I found with pantomime sets, it'll be like, oh, this is so funny, I'll come out of, you know, blah, blah bit. And then, and I'll make a thing of it. And they're like, we don't know what this is. So we're just confused.
With the pantomime set, like, I remember I was opening for Josh and we had the Wicked Witch's Castle.
Oh.
But I feel like if you had that set, people would think, this is his set.
Yeah.
And then they'll think, God, it's weird that he doesn't use his set more.
I was waiting for him to come out of that balcony. Yeah, exactly. It's a bit like when,
for something to happen.
Or when you're on tour. And
but people have often thought that during my shows.
But also when you say, like, oh, it's the last night of the tour. The audience don't care because it's their first night of the tour.
Yeah.
They've come to see every night.
They don't give a shit. The only person that's going, yay, is your tour manager.
Yes. And yes, you. desperate to, they're desperate to get away from me. But but apart from that, yeah, it's, there you go. Now, Susie, have you put your tree up?
No, I haven't. It's going up tomorrow.
Oh, that's interesting, a midweek.
It's going up tomorrow because I've been waiting to do it with my daughter. And so we're going to do it tomorrow after school. So I'm going to get it all out so it's ready. And
lovely.
Then we'll get home and we'll put it up together. And then we're going to watch a Christmas film.
Have you decided which Christmas film?
No, I don't know. I want Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Mm.
I think that we're ready for it. So either that or Elf.
Lovely choices. Well, yeah. The thing is, Muppet Christmas Carol, as the listeners might know, is my favourite.
It's
one of my
favourite
films.
Film, isn't it? Yeah.
It's one of my favourite films.
My favourite thing about it is that Michael Caine said, they were like, I imagine the director going, you can have a bit of fun with it. And him going, no, I'm going to play this like I'm King Lear.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it really works.
It really works.
It really works. We did start watching it the other day. And of course, I know all the lines, which is a little bit annoying to other people watching it with you. But my favorite is Beaker and Bunsen when they come in from the Charitable Foundation. Me, 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 me.
Yeah.
Me, 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 me. Decrease the surplus population. Me. So it's a. It's a very good film, but I did show it to some friends of mine's children a few years ago, and they were a little bit like, what's this? They weren't that enamored with it because I think they're used to like bright lights and, you know, but
that's today.
The children's day, but I don't know if that's, you know, that's the way, but actually as they get older, as children get older, they maybe get into it a bit more.
Well, listen, she's being forced to watch it. And she'll love it.
I'm sure
she's being told to love it.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it.
How's your week been?
Well, it's been good, thank you. We had a lovely time at Hever Castle on Saturday.
Oh my God, you fucking love Hever Castle. Haven't you been there like 3 times?
Absolutely obsessed. We've been there a few times. We went last year for the Christmas lights. We went this year
lovely?
For the Christmas lights. Very nice. We had a lovely... We went in the day, which you might think that's an unusual time to go and see Christmas lights. But A, better for my niece, the little baby.
Sure.
Not that little, but not that little anymore. But she, you know, better for her, also avoids the crowds. And I don't know about you or any of our listeners, but I find it, at this time of year, you have to be very careful because there are a lot of crowds. And I find that a bit overwhelming, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? Sorry, I forgot to ask you, have you put your tree up?
Oh, no. We've still got our autumnal wreath and garland that my mum bought, and that's
so
still
nice.
Up. So we're thinking the weekend.
Tom
actually.
With his autumnal wreath, who lives with his mum.
Yes, it's the double page spread you've been waiting for. Double page spread. Wouldn't that be a thing?
Wouldn't that be a thing? So I was watching yesterday. I was doing some writing and I gave myself a little break. So I hadn't had my sandwich in front of the telly.
Oh, that's nice. On a plate, I hope.
Oh, Tom, please.
In triangles or squares? Or just in half?
Just in half.
Okay.
And it was...
Widthways?
Widthways.
Okay.
Not diagonally. I wish I had.
No,
but,
no.
You know, no one's perfect. Cheese, ham.
Mm.
Pickled tomato.
Oh, I say, a pickled tomato. What, like a
salad? No, pickle.
Oh.
And tomato. Not a pickled tomato. I'm not a heathen.
Oh, I was going to say, where'd you get such a thing? Pickle and tomato. What a nice, what a nice combination.
You know, I like a variable texture.
What sort of bread was it? I know I keep going back to the bread.
We go for like a thick brown Hovis.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Do you know what? Yes. Oh, I like it.
But what I watched was Christmas at Blenheim Palace.
You know, we had it on yesterday.
Did
in
you?
The background. In the background. That's funny.
I almost
funny.
Texted you.
Very up my street, isn't it?
To be like, download this for your telly, love. You'll love this. There's a woman moving carpets and someone talking about the ice cream.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, when they'll be like, yeah, there'll be a lot of rolling up of carpets.
Yes.
There'll be like somebody called something like Daphne, who's in charge of like, he's responsible for the china and glassware collection.
Yes.
And she's very precious about it.
And then there'll be
away.
Someone called Cliff, who's like doing the cherry picker to put the lights outside.
Yes, yes, a cherry picker is often involved.
That sort of thing.
Yes, Cliff.
And then there'll always be such mild peril. But they're going, I really don't know if we're going to manage it this year. And then of course they do.
Of course they do. They always make it happen. They and they were choosing the tree, I think the bit I saw. They were choosing the tree and they were worried that this is like, oh, if this is the main one, it's a big responsibility if this is going to go in the front. Oh, lovely. How nice.
It was very pleasing. Tom, I had a terrible encounter this week and I feel like you'd like to be across it.
Oh gosh, we've leapt from a lovely cheese and ham sandwich to a terrible encounter.
Sorry. I had, I think, the rudest cabbie in London.
What? Oh no.
Sorry, we have really leapt about then. That was the one thing that I thought I must tell Tom about that.
No, I'm intrigued.
I thought to myself whilst I was in the cab, well, listen, I don't have the bravery to give you a piece of my mind, but you're going to get it. You're going to get both barrels on Like-Minded on a podcast that you don't listen to. On an obscure peer podcast.
A queer peer podcast. Is that what you just called it? That's
called it an obscure queer podcast, but I sort of said it wrong, so you can call it what you like.
I think a queer peer podcast. A queer peer. Oh, yes, I like it. The Pickwick Papers. Yes. But tell me, I'm sorry you had this unfortunate experience. Was it a Hackney cab?
It was a Hackney cab.
Oh, clang.
Clang.
And
it was,
what
I was outside Victoria. My train had been...
Not the person. I was in
Victoria.
Yes.
I was outside Victoria Station. My train had been delayed.
Oh.
Points failure at Gatwick, if you're interested.
Oh, no. I bet that's the bane of your life, isn't it? Points failure outside Gatwick.
Well, actually, it doesn't happen that frequently, but it has a couple of times lately. So if whoever's on the points... at Gatwick, crack on. I imagine they're listening right now to a queer peer podcast.
They love it. They're always, you know, shunting those levers and listening to podcasts like ours.
So I got there slightly late, but as you know, because I'm me, I often leave early because...
You like to be organised, yes.
I like to be organised, even though usually I fuck up somewhere along.
Oh, so it doesn't sound like you've...
I jumped in the cab. This man... I mean, from the moment I got in, he was like, the roads are so busy. And I thought, I don't know if this is the job for you.
If that's going to stress you out.
Well, because you're in London.
Yeah.
I seldomly have I been in London and thought, God, the roads are really quiet. Other than during the Panny D. I was in London for nearly 20 years. I don't think it was ever like, oh, these are quiet roads.
Oh, yes. Sailing through. It is a stressful place to drive, but yeah.
Sure, but...
I wouldn't like it myself. You
know, he has chosen this.
He's chosen
it. Also, I was going up to Hyde Park and Winter Wonderland is on.
Oh,
I appreciate.
I throw to my earlier point about crowds. I mean, that is...
horrific.
Crowded.
I always see people with like enormous teddies coming out of there.
What are you going to say? I don't know why. I always see people... Yes.
Do you think I was going to say enormous rude things? Enormous
yes. Bullies? No,
that's
you said teddies, but I felt that you hit on the T of teddies. And
oh,
I thought,
you thought I was going to say tits.
Yeah.
No, I would not say that.
I know.
Imagine if I said that.
I know.
That's not the parlance.
That's not the parlance for you. But sorry, I didn't mean to.
I've seen people with massive banana teddies that they then have to carry around. So I feel like winning it must be a fun for a moment. And then you must be like, oh, for fuck's sake. I saw one girl sort of stooped up against it and she was quite drunk.
Oh.
Sort of using it as a cushion.
If you were drunk, you might fall asleep on it. Yeah.
Maybe handy.
It's, It's not my scene.
What are you going
to do when you get it in? Unless
at
you have
home.
A
oh god, no.
Oh, a young person in your life that you can give it to, but then oh, they're not going to be that
so
bothered.
They don't want it, and the parents definitely don't. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, I can imagine that. So, yeah, what were you going there?
I was going. No. Oh god, no. I was going to a job.
Oh.
I was going to a work day, right? And so.
And the cabbie, yeah.
Right. Okay. So he's like absolutely. I mean, he's livid with rage from the moment I get in, I think.
No, it's a lot.
I've had a nightmare here. And he's swearing. I mean, he's effing and jeffing like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, dear.
Then he cut up three people.
You don't get that in the knowledge?
No. Mm. He cut up three people, then called a cyclist a wanker.
Oh, dear. Out the window?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And the cyclist was a bit like, what are you on about? And I was like, I had to look at the cyclist and be like, sorry. I don't know him. I don't think he really saw me, but, you know, the energy was there. Then he was in the wrong lane.
Oh, I was going to say.
He was in the wrong lane. Because I was like, well, I drive. So I was in the wrong, he was in the wrong lane.
You know your lanes. You're good with lanes.
I know my lanes. I'm Lois very lane. Good with lanes. Yeah, love her. She's great.
Penny lane. Yes.
And then he was in the wrong lane. Then he leant out the window and put his finger up at a bus.
Oh, what was the bus
I don't think the bus cares.
Was the bus in the wrong?
I don't think so, no. Mm. And also I'm a bit like, you're in London. A bus has probably got right of way. You're going round a roundabout.
Was it a roundabout?
Yeah. It was so stressful. I was like, I started feeling like sick with worry. I was like, oh, is this how I go?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Yoga mats.
Exactly.
Get the yoga mat out.
I'll have to get that out of the loft.
Oh, Suze, where was that? What roundabout was that? I'm thinking in my mind, Marble Arch.
Yes.
Round that way.
Exactly there. Mm,
or what's the other?
Oh, it's actually Marble the Arch? One before. The other,
Admiralty one Arch. Not Admiralty Arch, no.
The one Welling- where the... The one with the big arches, that's not Marble Arch.
Wellington Arch. Sorry,
Wellington
everyone.
Arch. That's where I was.
By number one London, Apsley House, home of the Duke of Wellington.
Mm. Oh, is that right? What does the Duke of Wellington do?
Well, I think it's more... There is a Duke of Wellington still, but it's more referencing the original, the Iron Duke, who...
And what did he do?
Was in
his vibe.
The Napoleonic Wars, I think. Oh, I should look it up. Should look it up, shouldn't I? I should know that because we are also, of course, a historical podcast.
Yes, the rest is history. Oh, Tom, have you dropped your phone?
Oh, don't. On my way out the door the other day.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Because I will not put a case on it because I
you
find
haven't
it
got a case on it.
I find it aesthetically displeasing. I'd plugged in the iron and I'd plugged in my laptop in the kitchen and I plugged in my phone to charge up and I thought, I'm not going to leave the charger plugged in. I don't know why I thought that. Going out the door, tried to undo it. The bastard thing slid off the work surface, hit the floor, and it didn't crack the screen, but it cracked the back. So then I had
isn't
to get...
it like a bit sharp?
Well, that's so I've covered it. Does look? I thought it looked quite nice. It's all smashed, but I've covered it in Sellotape. I've got my little dispenser out.
Oh yeah, Tom, it looks great. You look like someone that's really got their shit together.
Really, really good at life. What is it? Yeah, acing life. Late 18th and early 19th century. Really?
Sure.
Oh, yes, of course. And he was prime minister as well.
Oh, God, he was busy.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of a job I'd like to do less than be the prime minister, just in case anyone's interested.
Okay. I'll take your name out of the hat.
Yeah, if you could, let Keir know.
Napoleonic. Battle of Waterloo. Battle of Waterloo. I'm sorry. To history buffs, I didn't know that.
Yeah, people screaming at their laptops.
I never didn't know about this. I didn't never learned it at school. Where were we?
Anyway,
rude cabbie.
Yeah, so
was he having a bad day, or do you think he was like that every day?
I feel like he was like that every day. Mm. He swore so many times, and then he swore for maybe the 17th or 18th time, and then he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I swore." And I thought, "How do you not know that you've been swearing the whole time?" Anyway, then dropped me off at my hotel. Had the gall to charge me more than £20.
What, from Victoria to Hyde Park?
Yeah. And I said, "God, that's expensive." He said, "Yeah, it's gone up." Mm. I thought, I tell you what's gone down. My estimation of you.
Mm.
I was so cross in the moment that I took a photo of the
number.
Of course, I would never do anything with it.
Oh, I once got shouted at by a cabbie like that. Yeah. Was going to do that and I didn't.
I just thought, I don't think this is the job for you. He seems so cross.
Because I've had lots of lovely experiences with cabbies.
I agree. And I always like to use a cabbie.
I like a cabbie, because
I like
that
they exist.
I like they exist. I like to support them.
And so you support them because it's like a real London thing, isn't it?
And often they are lovely characters. Often you do meet lovely people. But then it is frustrating when really friendly. And, you know, I feel very, content. But I'm sorry you had that experience.
Well,
I have had experiences where they've been a bit like that.
Well, you know, Tom, that's the thing. I needed to, sometimes things will happen and I think, well, I'll talk about that on Like-Minded Friends because that's my way of processing.
Yes, that's what this is very much, isn't it? We're basically Hewlett Packard. We're processing.
That was nice. That was sort of surprising. Which I enjoyed.
Hewlett Packard, are they processors? I don't know. I didn't know who Duke of Wellington was. But I did see his boots, actually. Is that right? Yes. Yes. At Warmer Castle.
Well,
you'd like it, actually. Did a bit of filming in the garden there. And clang, it was a lovely day out in the autumn. Made an autumn wreath. It's on my Instagram if you want to see it. And lovely castle there. One of the sink ports, the sort of medieval major ports.
Anyone still live there?
Well, the Queen Mother used to be the warden of the sink ports, and now it's
A couple of things. Where was it, and what is a sink port?
So the sink. So it's in. It's basically Deal. So it's in Kent.
I like
near Dover.
Deal.
I like Deal. Big deal.
I once went on a date with a girl from Deal. She was very nice. Didn't go anywhere.
Kentish girl.
A Kentish girl.
Didn't go anywhere, but you went to Deal.
We just. She just told me she was from Deal. And then a couple of weeks later, I was gigging in Deal and I thought, God, I hope you're not here.
That's a romantic story.
What a lovely tale.
What a lovely tale. But Deal is at the sink ports. I think it's actually sank, as in five. I think there were five of them.
Undun Twakat sank.
Yes. And I think it was in medieval times. They were one of the key ports. And I can't remember all of them. I feel like Portsmouth might be one of them, though. Do you want me to look it up?
Clay.
I'm looking up historical facts as we go through this. I've just looked up the Duke of Wellington. Where are we now?
Do they do this on the Rest is History, do you think? Look at things up on their phones?
Who does the Rest is History? Would I like it?
I don't know. I've heard it's very good, actually. Yeah, I think it's really good.
Because I do listen to the Rest is Politics.
Do you?
But sometimes I find it a little bit too intense. So I do. Sink ports, historic group of coastal towns in southeast England, predominantly Kent and Sussex, with Brightlingsea in Essex. Brightlingsea, of course, in the shipping forecast. And I do recommend, if any of our listeners aren't good at sleeping, I do recommend Radio 4 for the shipping forecast at around 12:45.
Any American or Australian, or indeed anyone that lives not in the UK, I think it is something that is so quintessentially British.
Well, apparently people used to listen to it when they were away, you know, in the war and stuff, to remind them of home.
Yeah, it's really, so if you look up the shipping forecast Radio 4, just so you know, it doesn't make sense to us either.
Yes, it doesn't.
It's worth noting, none of it makes sense, but it is. I used to listen to it in the car sometimes. When I was gigs. There's something quite nice about it.
I used to listen to it all the time. And my friend Zeb Soans, shout out to Zeb, presenter on
Escape. I know Zeb.
Do you?
Not well. We've done a couple of Radio 4 things together, but he's really lovely and charming.
Such a nice person. And
he's got
lovely,
a wonderful voice.
Very nice voice.
A wonderful voice.
Very nice voice. And used to do the shipping forecast on Radio 4. And I think it's just a nice thing to listen to. Oh, the sink ports, there were 40 in the height of the
40?
40 in the Middle Ages, but now the main ones are Hastings, New Romney, Hythe, Dover and Sandwich. Oh, not Deal. Anyway, so Warmer Castle, can't remember who lives there now, but the Queen Mother's got a garden there. If you like that sort of thing, I do recommend it.
I think it must be strange to live in a castle that's open to other people.
It must be strange, mustn't it?
Would you have a garden area that they couldn't go in and you would look out onto that, presumably?
Yes, I think I probably would insist on some sort of private area.
Because then people would be taking photos of your house all of the time.
Which Alfie has pointed out.
As we know, you hate.
Well, and Alfie's pointed out there's a book about the local area and I was annoyed that our house was not featured in it. And as
Know what you want.
As my mum pointed out, well, you know that why that is, don't you? It's because you told the bloke taking a photograph to fuck off. I didn't tell him that, actually, for the record.
You just and asked him what the fuck he was doing.
I said, what are you doing? And as we know. Anyway, as we know. So, yes. So that's that. That's that then.
Well, that's brought us to the end of this week.
Also, Suze, I just wanted to check in. I know you've been doing the show on Virgin Radio. Have you been enjoying it?
I love it.
It's a lovely listenership, isn't it?
It's a lovely listenership.
Recommended to our like-minded friends.
Time. Yes, I'm in again for Tom on Sunday.
This coming Sunday, whatever that one is.
Yes.
What Sunday is that? The first?
Ninth.
Ninth. It's the ninth. I wanted to say the ninth and I wasn't sure.
Trust yourself, darling. Trust yourself. Is it the eighth?
Okay.
A great question. It's the eighth, Tom. Don't trust yourself.
I think... you are brilliant on the radio, so I'm glad you're
there. That's kind of
you
to say. Thank you.
And I'm sure the listeners to the Sunday morning show who I know very well will be making a fuss of you. So,
that's very kind. Thank you very much. And I loved it. Yes, it was really good fun and the people were lovely. I am going to do a very quick shout out to say thank you very, very, very much to the gorgeous like-minded friends who sponsored me and Alice for doing the
Yes.
Quite a few people put LMF at the end of their name to let us know they were like my friend. Obviously, I know not everyone can afford it and there's absolutely no expectation, but if you can support us, I'm going to put it up on my stories again tomorrow for the Big City Sleep Out. We're trying to raise as much as possible.
When are you doing it?
We're doing it on Monday. So Monday the 9th, we're doing it. And it's, I'll tell you where it is. We're doing it by the I-360. Do you know that thing up in the sky? We're doing it there. With a group of people. It's not just us. It's a big group of people for the Clock Tower Sanctuary. And they're really great. And oh God, yeah. I mean, it's just getting so cold. Imagine not having somewhere nice to call home.
Yes.
Somewhere to call home. So thanks very much. Yeah, I was so touched. Alice kept shouting at me from downstairs going, someone else sponsored us. It's like my friends. Someone else has sponsored us. So we've reached our targets. We put our target up a little bit more. Then the charity got in touch and we're like, oh my goodness, you've beat your target. We're so pleased. And so then we put the target up a little bit more to see if we can raise a bit more money. So thanks very much. And as I say, I know not everyone can afford it. So please don't worry if you can't. But thanks so much. It really means a lot.
Oh, Suze. Well, that's really wonderful. Well done. Well done that. And we'll keep, we can't wait to hear about it. We'll hear about it next week.
No, the week after.
We'll hear about it the week after.
The week after. No, darling, you'll hear about it next week. I'm so sorry.
We'll hear about it next week and the week after. We don't mind.
I'm going to talk about it endlessly because it's charity work. And I need people to know.
Susie, we get it. You do good things. That's wonderful.
I would like you to start calling me Bob Geldof.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful, Suze. Well done. Well done. No, that's great.
Thank you.
But keep us posted. So, wonderful. Well, thank you all, as ever, for joining us.
Yes, good luck. We love you very much.
We are very grateful to you for your support and ongoing kindness. And we will look forward to speaking with you all next week.
We will. I can't wait.
I can't wait too. All right.
Okay, love you. Okay. Bye.
Love you. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.